Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study in protein engineering that tackles a significant challenge: how to design stable proteins with specific properties, particularly ligand-binding abilities. The focus of this research is on a family of proteins known as NTF2-like domains. These proteins have a distinctive cone-like shape and internal pockets that can bind small molecules. However, designing these pockets often compromises protein stability, making it tough to create effective binding proteins. The researchers introduced innovative strategies to stabilize these NTF2-like domains without disrupting the pockets needed for binding. They shared their findings in an article titled, "Buttressing Ligand-Binding Pockets in De Novo Designed NTF2-like Domains." Let's break down what they discovered and assess the strengths and weaknesses of their work. Study findings. The researchers proposed computational methods to enhance the structural stability of NTF2-like proteins while preserving the geometry of their ligand-binding pockets. They experimented with various designs, including extending the hydrophobic core and applying two specific techniques: adding C-terminal alpha helical subdomains or creating homodimer interfaces. These buttressing elements were strategically designed to support the protein structure without obstructing access to the crucial binding pockets. In their experiments, they determined that these newly designed structures effectively held their shape and functioned as versatile ligands. They utilized several analytical techniques, including biochemical assays and X-ray crystallography, to confirm that these engineered proteins maintained their desired structures and stability. Impressively, the engineered proteins showed enhanced stability, allowing the binding pockets to remain functional even under harsh conditions. This means the stability of the proteins can be increased without sacrificing their ability to bind ligands, a significant win in protein design. For instance, their designed prototype, referred to as DNTF0, exhibited a remarkable stability increase from a denaturation midpoint of 2.9 mg/dNHCl to 5.5 mg/dNHCl, showcasing the effectiveness of their design strategies. Moreover, they explored the possibility of creating specific ligand-binding pockets and successfully designed proteins capable of binding naproxen, a widely used anti-inflammatory drug. Their findings have important implications for biosensing applications and enzyme design, as these engineered proteins can potentially be used in environments where ligand detection is critical. Critique of the work. While the study shines in several areas, it does have some notable weaknesses worth mentioning. First, regarding reproducibility, the article does not clearly specify whether the datasets and model structures they generated are publicly accessible, which is crucial for other researchers to verify and build upon their findings. On the other hand, the methodology is quite transparent, providing enough detail for someone experienced in the field to replicate their experiments if desired. Secondly, the researchers took a robust approach to validation, employing techniques like X-ray crystallography to support their design choices. However, they could improve their discussion by including insights into how well their approaches translate to practical applications, particularly in real-world bioimaging scenarios, and whether they can maintain their performance over time in varying conditions. Overall assessment. In summary, this research marks an enlightening advance in the field of protein engineering. The team's innovative approach to buttressing proteins represents a promising avenue for addressing stability and functionality challenges in de novo designed proteins. Their results indicate that structural stability can indeed coexist with functional binding sites, which could significantly influence how we think about designing proteins for both scientific research and practical applications. The study concludes that the buttressing strategy enhances the design of stable pocket-forming proteins, allowing designers to create proteins tailored for specific interactions without compromising stability. This study could pave the way for future discoveries in the realm of enzyme design and biosensors. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. If you enjoyed today's dive into protein engineering and want to know more about the exciting world of science, don't forget to subscribe to SciBud, where we inform and inspire scientific curiosity. I'm Rowan, wishing you a wonderful day ahead filled with wonder and discovery.